start talking about the topic of if a woman sees Dom with Mayra Glein, she's urinating. And, you know, this is a very practical question. We'll see how the psak comes out. There are two questions. One is if she sees the Dom during the Mayra Glein, with the Mayra Glein, and what about if she sees the Dom after she finishes. Okay, so that's all part of the practical discussions. So this is a sugya in the ninth parak on Nun Tesamut Beis. So let me just do a little bit of the Gemara with you, and we'll discuss the different shittas harishonim. So we'll start with the Mishnah, okay? The Mishnah says, Hayisha she osa tzracheha, a woman is urinating, Nun Tesamut Beis, Virasa Dam, and she sees blood while she's urinating. So it's going to be a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yosef. Rav Meir Omer, him omedes tmeya, vim yosheves tehora. Rav Meir says it makes a difference what her physical position is. Is she standing or is she sitting? And therefore, if she's standing, she's tamei, and if she's sitting, she's tahor. And Rav Yossi Omer, benkach benkach tahora. Rav Yossi says, whatever her position happens to be, he's meiko, she's always tahor. Now, the basic principle, why it should make a difference, her physical positions and all this stuff, is because the Metzius is, it is assumed that the urinating and the menstruating are two different systems that are going through two different sources. And if she's urinating, she's not bleeding down from the makor. It's not coming from the same place. But what the factor that could be, which is why Rav Meir is being choshish, is that maybe after or during the time that she's urinating, maybe the pressure, because of her physical position, the pressure causes the urine to go back, and it will go back to the makor, and then the blood will come out, and then when the urine comes out with the blood, maybe that blood is from the makor and not from the urine. In other words, we don't know. Is the blood coming because she's bleeding, or if it's coming from, as we'll see in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, kidney problems, stone problems, right? People who have stones and kidneys and all these things, that can cause bleeding, okay? So we don't know why is the woman bleeding when she's urinating, okay? Is it menstrual or not? So that's the question. So the chash that Rav Meir is being choshish for is maybe the urine is going to go back to the makor and bring the blood from the makor back out, and therefore that's the problem. If it's not, then it's pure, other biological issues that have nothing to do with nida, and therefore the woman is stopped. So Rav Yossi is not worried about this, and Rav Meir is. But even Rav Meir, who is choshish, is only when it's a question where there's pressure. There has to be some pressure to cause the urine to go back. So apparently, the simple reading of the Mishnah, we'll see that Tosa is going to have a different... Rashi and Tosa will argue exactly what the pshat is. But just the simple words is that when she's standing, that produces some pressure. But when she's sitting, there's no pressure. It's just going to flow down. And therefore, if she's blood, it has nothing to do with Makor. Okay? So that's the simple machlokis of me and Rav Yossi. And what the machlokis of Mir Rav Yossi is, I'll discuss in a second. Okay? So now the Mishnah says a second part to the statement. Ish v'isha sha'asu tzracheihin l'toch ha'safa. So you have, they're both urinating, not necessarily at the same time, but they were using the same pail or something, okay? Or the same, kli. V'nimtza dam alamayim, and you see blood. Rav Yossi mitahir. So Rav Yossi says it's tahir. And we'll see in the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to say, listen, if Rav Yossi says it's tahor in the first place, then Kavu Chomer says he's going to say it's tahor in here. What's the halamina? What's the chid? It seems to be like a very obvious statement, and we'll have to discuss that, okay? But that's the second part of the statement. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rav Yossi mitaya, that afilu bi isha gredasa mitahir, deleka lechat safik, safik ba mina makor, safik ba mimako miraglayim. So in one safik, Rav Yossi says it's good. Kol shekein hacha, where you have a double safik. Not only is it possible it came from the woman, Maybe it didn't even come from the woman, came from the man. You have like a sfeik sfeika. Didilma miyisha asu. The Gemara parchina, and the Gemara will ask, hashta b'chad safik mitar, betrays sfeike mibar. Fine. And we'll see the Gemara in that. Now, let's see the Gemara. Maishna omedes. So why is it if a woman is standing, we say Rav Meir is being choshesh? Because of the pressure. The Amrinan Mei Raglayim Hadur Lemakor. Rav Meir is choshesh that the Mei Raglayim went back to the Makor. V'aisidam and brought the blood. Yoshevis Nami. Neima Mei Raglayim Hadur Lemakor V'aisidam. Why are we not choshesh the same thing for Yoshevis? Amar Shmuel B'maznekes. So Shimon says, you know what? Because it's a stream. Meaning, if the blood is going to come without pressure, then it's going to stream out without uninterrupted. If there is pressure for the urine. If there's pressure on the urine to go back, and then it comes back out, then it's not going to work. Flow as a stream. It will be discrete in drops, but not as a flow, as a continuous flow. Right? So therefore, the way Rashi, let's see Rashi. Rashi and Tosafot disagree with this Gemara, how to learn Pshat in this Gemara. So let's see how Rashi learns. B'maznekes. No, it's Rashi is going to claim that the only way she's going to have a discrete flow is in the case when she's standing. If she's sitting, it's going to be automatically a continuous flow, and there's no way the pressure can exist. But if she is standing, it's possible to have urine go back, and that will be clear, indicated by the fact that the urine is dripping out as opposed to flowing out. But if she's sitting, it will never be discrete. It will always be continuous. There's never pressure when she's sitting. And therefore, when a woman is sitting, she's for sure okay. But when she's standing, then it depends how the flow goes. Okay? Bimaznekes, mikaleches, that means a continuous flow. The kivan denafak bikiluach, because since the flow of the urine was continuous, ki urcha lo dechika, there was no pressure. And once there was no pressure, then we know the blood couldn't come from the makor. Velo hadur mei raglaim, makor. Vein derech makor latzeis im mei raglaim. Now, without pressure, it's very unlikely for blood to come out simultaneously with urine. That's the metzias that's assumed here. Aval shotetes, but if it's dripping, id de ukma anafsha, because of the pressure, she's holding herself back, v'ikal emeimer hadur ki ilu omedes, aval omedes I efshir la lezani. So that's what Rashi says. If she's standing, you know, it's going to be dripping. It's not going to be a continuous flow. But if she's sitting, then it's going to be a continuous flow, and therefore we presume there is no pressure. So basically, when the Gemara says continuous or not continuous, that's just another physical identification of sitting versus standing, according to Rashi. Those are not two different factors. They're the same thing. Tosus is going to disagree. Tosus is going to claim, no, these are two independent variables. And therefore, in order for Rabbi Meir to be machmir, or Rabbi Meir says, as long as you have what he calls chad l'reyusa, that's enough to make her asur. Which means, either she is standing, that's one way to create pressure, standing itself creates pressure, and then he says, the fact that it was not continuous is another example of pressure, which is independent of sitting or standing. And he, Tosas claims, according to Meir, as long as you have chad l'reyusa, you have like a probability, some probability, that's sufficient to indicate there was pressure and she should be asur. And Rav Yossi will say, no, you need tarti l'reyusa, when it's like a very likely probability. When she's standing and it's not continuous, that's very likely for her to see that the pressure went back. And therefore, for sure, even Rav Yossi will agree to that. Okay? So, according to Tosafot, Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi is how likely do you need? Do you need two tarti l'reyusa, which is Rav Yossi? It needs to be very likely. Whereas Rav Meir says, as long as it's chadler reyusa, one variable is sufficient in order to wash her. While according to Rashi, it's just one variable, omedes versus yoshevis, and the continuous and the shotetes is just another manifestation of standing versus sitting. Okay, is that clear? So that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosus, how to run pshat in this gemara. Okay, and then now we're gonna hold like Rav Yossi. Okay, so question is, how does this play around? Well, if you learn like Rashi, Rav Yossi doesn't make a difference. Standing, sitting, since there's only one variable, and Rav Yossi says it's okay, so she's always fine. According to Tosafot, there are two variables, and Rav Yossi will agree when you have Tarti L'Reyusa, it comes out of Chumrah according to Tosafot, that when you have both standing and Shotetes, even Rav Yossi will agree that in that case, she would be awesome. Okay, so Lamaisa, the Machaber is going to paskin like the Rambam, like the Rif, like Rashi's learning Lekula. And therefore, urinating is never a problem, as long as it's at the time of the urination. But we'll see. If the blood comes out afterwards, that's a separate discussion. Okay, maybe perhaps we could be Machmi. Then I think the Machaber is Machmi. But if it's during, while she's urinating itself, the Machaber is naked. No problems. And the Rama is going to bring two dayas. The first daya is the sheet of Tosus and the Rosh, that even according to Rav Yossi, when it starts Ilereyusa, it's going to be a problem. Okay? Now, let's just go on a little bit in the Gemara, and then I'll quote a third sheet of Rishon here. So Gemara says, Yosheves nami neima meiraglayim hader lemakor vaisidam. Now the Gemara has a new question, which is a very important question. Okay, let's say she's sitting, so there's no pressure, right? So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. Maybe after she finished urinating, maybe the blood came out. So there are different ways I learned pshat over here. Rashi learns, forgetting about pressure, okay, maybe just stamazoi. After the end of the urinating, there is blood from menstruating. They can't happen simultaneous, but maybe they happen sequentially. You follow? That's Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dilma baser de tamamaya asa damem kor velo machmas me raglayim. That's Rashi's understanding of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Abba b'yosheves al sfasa safo umazneches b'tocha safo. What happened? She was sitting by the edge, but the flow, the stream, went to the middle. And therefore, if it was a regular menstruating, it wouldn't. Menstruating is never a stream. She doesn't menstruate, you know, like a stream. That's only urinating. So therefore, there's no way how in the middle you can get blood if she's sitting near the edge, if it's menstruating. Unless it's urinating, you follow? So must be, if it's in the middle, it must have been part of the urinating. The im isa, the basa, the tamumaya, because if it was true that it happened sequentially, asfasa safo ibaile lishtakuche, it should have been found by the edge and not by the middle. Okay, so because that's not the case, so we clearly ignore that possibility. That's how Rashi learns. Amar Rav Shmuel v'amri l'amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel halacha ki Rav Yossi. And that's how we pass it. V'kein urila Rav Abba l'kula halacha ki Rav l'kala halacha ki Rav Yossi. Tosos doesn't learn like this. Tosos says the pshat is maybe at the end of the urinating, the urine did go back. No, it's maybe when, remember, because according to Tosus, sitting is nothing wrong for pressure. You could still have pressure. So what did we say? That according to Rabbi Yossi, as long as you have Chad L'Reyusa, it's okay. But the Gemara says, but maybe that's only if there's a big flow, but maybe at the end, it could have went back even when she's sitting. Even Chad L'Reyusa should be a problem. The Gemara says, by looking at the fact that it was in the middle, therefore, it clearly removes that possibility and that chashash is negated. That cannot be. Okay? So that's the way to learn this Gemara, both according to Rashi and Tosfos. So the first thing, so I'm going to, before I call the third sheet, the Rabbeinu Hanano is the third shot here, let me first try to analyze what the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos is, and then we'll discuss Rabbeinu Hanano, which is the third sheet here. Okay? Now, I think the machlokes is like this. According to Tosfos, everything is just a question of likelihood. How likely is it that she saw Dom? So you're looking at symptoms, right? You're seeing the pressure. Was there pressure? Not. So what are the factors? The sitting position, the standing position is one factor. The flow, was it a stream or drops? That's a second factor. So you're looking at probabilities, okay? So therefore, you can combine these probabilities. Or you separate them. And the machlokas of Meir Rav Yossi is, are they independent or are they combined as one chash? Are they two separate chashas or one? According to Rashi, the reason he doesn't learn like this, because Rashi says, when we view, after all, midoraisa, you really need hargasha. That's going to be a very key point, right? In order for a woman to become a nida, you need hargasha. So on a Durabana level, Rashi says, we're going to view this as a form of hargasha. So therefore, according to Rashi, we're going to view the flow of the dam, or the urine, has to be identified with the dam, hargasha smeraglai. So therefore, you cannot look at it in terms of different factors, but rather you have to ask yourself, is this flow identified with the flow of dam or not? So therefore, it's not a question of looking at different probabilities, but rather it's a question of identifying, is this a flow or not? Can we identify the urinating as part of menstruating or not? So therefore, Rashi will say, it's all combining to one question, are they the same or not? It's not a question of b'metzias, did the urine go back or not? It's not a question of metzias, but rather it's a question of identifying the urinating with the menstruating. And therefore, Rashi will say, you cannot view them as two independent things, but it's only one thing. Is that clear? So therefore, you always have to come back to the question of did it go back or not, and therefore, what was the position? Okay? All right. So, given that this is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the next question, there are a couple more issues to discuss. One is the shita of Rabbeinu Hanano. Okay, now Rabbeinu Hanano has a very interesting shot in this gemara. Rabbeinu Hanano says that the whole machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, is only talking about Beit Taharos. But Legabe Isur Lebala, everybody agrees she's awesome. So in other words, even though we paskin like Rav Yossi, but Rav Yossi only meant Legabe Hatter, Legabe Taharos. But Isur Lebala, he doesn't argue with Rav Meir, he agrees to Rav Meir. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Hanano paskin is Lekumra. And therefore, he basically says, we all agree that even if it's just, as long as she was not continuous flow, it will already be a problem. I'll discuss that. I'll tell you this far in a second. Okay? But that's what that's how the Beis Yosef brings explains Rabbeinu Hanano, and he brings a raya. That's what you're asking me. What's the raya, right? So he has some rayas for Rabbeinu Hanano, and one raya is a gemara I'm about to read. So let's read a gemara, and Beis Yosef claims he has a raya, right? That's what you want. So the gemara says the safe. Remember, I read you in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had Ish v'isha sha'asu trachin. They both used this pail, right? Okay, so the Gemara says, just skip down, we just need where the Gemara says what's the chiddush here. Here. Let's start with the two dots. Ibailu, Ish v'isha omdin mali. Amar Rav Meir, ki Amar Rav Meir b'chat sveika. Avo b'sveik sveika lo metame. No, it's when does Rav Meir say that it's a problem? That's when you have the woman standing. But when you have the man and the woman, now you have two sveikas, so maybe Rav Meir will agree that it's okay. O dilma loshna. Maybe Rav Meir will say even when you have two sveikas. Amar Ish Lakish, hihi. You're right. No difference. Mi mai, mi deloktani rav miev rav yosi mitari. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir v'Rav Yosi Mitair. It says Rabbi Yosi Mitair. So you clearly see Rav Meir sticks to his guns even when you have a sfeik sfeik. Ihachi hashta Rabbi Meir b'sfeik sfeika mitame b'chad sfeika mibay. Why does the Mishnah have to teach you Rabbi Yosi's chidush in the sfeik sfeika? If you have one sfeik, he says it's okay. So isn't it kavah chomer when you have two sfeikas, he's going to say it's okay, right? So what's the havamina for the Mishnah to give me this case of sfeik sfeika? V'ademifliki b'chad sfeik, hodiyacha koko d'Rav Yosef, ifliku b'chad sfeika, b'sfeik sfeika, hodiyacha koko d'Rav Meir. So the Gemara is telling you, lo adiyacha koko d'Rav Yosef, da'afilu b'chad sfeika mitayim. In other words, it's the chidush that even one safek is enough. And the Gemara says, just skip down, just go to the maskana. Ma'u d'teima hanimila di'evet avalachat fila lo kimashmalan. The Gemara bottom line is that Rabbi Yossi says it's okay even lachat fila. So here's the answer to your question. This is what the Beis Yosef says. He says, you know, when it comes to Iser v'heter, there's no concept of lechatchila, either kosher or treif. There's no such thing as something being, you know, we have mahadrim in a mahadrim. But technically speaking, you know, mi'ikar adin, it's either kosher or treif. Okay? I mean, the only reason why we would have mahadrim is because you have machlokas and different shitas. But, you know, within the Gemara, we pask in a certain way, and that opinion either within each shita, you have a mahadrim because you may be machmir like other shitas. But each shita by itself, when they say kosher, it's 100% kosher. There's no mahadrim within each shita, right? So what does it mean? Rav Yossi himself will tell you even lechatchila. Of course, there's no lechatchila b'diavad by kasherus. So the Beis Yosef says, but there is by tumah v'tahara, there's levels, degrees. You know, so therefore, from the fact that the Gemara uses the language of lechatchila b'diavad, it must be we're talking about taharos. Ah, says the Beis Yosef. That's where Rabbeinu Hananu got his shita. So from the fact that this is only a special din in tumah v'tahara, but must be when it comes to Iser v'heter, Rabbi Yossi will agree that it definitely is Aser. It's only a kula when it comes to tumah v'tahara. That's how the Beis Yosef explains the shita of Rabbeinu Hananu. Is that clear? And he even brings another raya to Rabbeinu Hanano from the Gemara and Daf Yudalet. Okay? So if you turn to Daf Yudalet, it's Gemad, he claims Mefurish in the Gemara. Let's start with Yudalet and Amud Aleph. There is a Mishnah there. So the Mishnah says, I'm not going to read the whole Mishnah. I just need one little part of the Mishnah. Okay, well, the Mishnah is talking about checking themselves, right? Derech b'nasyo mishamshos b'shnei edim. These are the cloths that they use to check themselves. Echad lo ve'echad la. So we're dealing with the concept of using a cloth to check yourself after the tasha. Okay? And the Gemara has a discussion, what happens if they take the aid and they put it in the box and then they only look at it the next day? It's going to be Machlokes, Rebbe and Rav Yosef. Rebbe claims that it is Tame. Okay? And Rav Yosef says it's Tame. Okay? So the Gemara says that this machlokis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi is going to be the machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Here, look at the Gemara. If you look in the middle of the Gemara says like this. Itmar. You see it's three quarters down. First word in line is Tmei Anida. You see the word Tmei Anida, three quarters down. Itmar, do you see it? Itmar. Batka be'eit she'eno badukla. She checks with the cloth. which was not checked, and she puts it in a box, and the next day you see dam. Amar Rav Yosef, when Rav Chiya was young, he said it was tameh, lezik niso tiher, ibailu hechi kamar, ko yamav tameh mishum nida, lezik naso tiher mishum nida, v'timu mishum kesa. Meaning, midoraisa, it is tahor, but midorabanan, it still has a din of ksamim, odilma ko yamav tameh mishum kesa, lezik naso tiher miloklum, that it completely is good. Okay? And the Gemara will tell us in the end that he actually says Mishum Kiasa. Okay? Fine. Now, the Gemara Namud Beis connects this with our sugya of Rav Machlokis, Rav Mi, and Rav Yosi. So just let's see that line. Okay. My Rabbi Umay Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rav Ada. One third down. Ada is the first word in line. Tana. Rabbi Mitame. Rav Yossi Mitahir. Right? That's the machlokis that I told you. Amar Rav Zera. Kishetime Rabbi. When Rabbi said it was Tame, ki Rabbi Meir. He held like Rabbi Meir. Ukishetihe Rav Yossi La'atzmatir. Means Lishitasa. Rav Yossi Lishitasa. Ditanya, and now we quote our Mishnah, our sugya, right? Haisha shehaisa oset rachel, a woman who was urinating. Verasa da, Rav Meir omer im omed es tmeim yoshev es tohor. Rav Meir is machmir. Rav Yossi omer benkach benkach tohora. So you see, Rav Yossi is l'shitasa, and Rabbi is like Rav Meir, right? Is this clear? Amalei Rav Acha berei derava l'Rav Ashi. Va'amar Rav Yossi bar Chanina. He said it's only a kesem. V'ilu Rabbi mishum nida, meaning, and Rabbi says it's doraisa. Okay, so basically, you see from this Gemara, the Gemara is equating the shaila with respect to the aid to the shaila with respect to the urine, right? To the meraglai. So, the Beis Yosef says it's Kemat Mefurish from this Gemara that the two Shilas are Talo Zebazah, right? And since we see that when it comes to the din of the aid, we paskin L'chumra, that it's considered to be Tame, Kesem. There is a Chumras of Kesem according to Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya presumably paskins like Rav Yossi. So Rav Yossi must say it's also a problem. I, Rav Yossi, says it's okay. It must be only Legabe Nida or Tuma. But Legabe Kesem, the Rabbanan, he will agree it's awesome. Okay. So these are the rayas, the technical rayas. The svaras. I want to get to the svara. What is the svara of Rabbeinu Chananu? Why does Rabbeinu Chananu say this? He argues with all other Rishonim. Lahalacha, you should just know. The Mechaber Paskins like the Rama, he's Mako. Never worry about during urinating. The Rama has two opinions. The first psak of the Rama is like Tosfos, which means tartilariusa, if it's standing and dripping. And the second opinion of the Rama is pashtus like Rabbeinu Chananu, that even if you have one lariusa. Okay? And the Rama seems to be pasking lukum. Okay? So that's just the bottom line of the psak. Okay. Now, what's the svara? I gave you the makar, mehiketes, you asked me, but what's the svara? Okay? So I believe the svara gets into the question of hargasha. Okay? Now, you know there is a whole question about how, what is hargasha? So you know the three shitas are shown. We all hold, mean the rice, a woman to be tame, you need hargasha. Neither Rabbanan, Kesem says you don't. What are the shitas of what is hargasha? So you have the Rambam shita, where the Rambam claims that hargasha means nizdaza gufa, her body, physical symptoms in the body. Body shakes, hair stands up, fever, some physical symptoms. Then the second shita is the opening of the makor. And finally, the Noda Bihuda claims it's the flow of the liquid, feeling the flow of the blood flowing through the canal. Okay. Now, there's several rayas that the Noda Behuda brings, or he brings one raya, and the Nesivas, the Chavas Das, brings another raya. First of all, the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin has a discussion. What about if you see the dam? Do we presume that it happened? It came from the Makor. You follow Rov, or you follow Karov? Because Rov of the blood is from the Makor, but it happens to be near the Alil. Alil is like the opening on top of the canal, not the uterus itself. But right before you come to the uterus, there's an opening on top, and that's not Tumas Nira. So if you follow Karov, it's Tahor. If you follow Rov, it's Tamet, right? So he says, but wait a minute, if you need Hargasha, did the woman feel the Hargasha or not? What's your problem? What do you need to question whether you follow over Karov, right? So Maz B says the Noda Behuda, she felt the flow. You don't need to feel the flow as it comes out from the Makor, you just need to feel the flow. So she felt the flow, but you don't know where did the blood come from. So then we understand the Shaila. But if you say you need to feel the flow from the time it leaves the Makor, then either the woman felt it, and then for sure she's Tamei, and if she didn't feel it, then for sure she's Tamei, and there's no Shaila. So that's a raya that the Noda Behuda brings, okay? So be that as it may, the Nesivas claims, he says perhaps it's not a raya, because we have a notion in the Gemara, he quotes a Gemara, that sometimes the fact that it's dam from that area will create the tuma, even though she's not tumas lady, tumas nida. But the fact that it's that makom in itself will create the tuma, even though she herself is not tamay nida. And therefore that Gemara is not a right. So what you see, says the Nesivas, is that we can separate, that for the purpose of heter labala, there you need the concept of a flow. You need hargasha. When it comes to the question of tuma, it's possible to create tuma without the concept of hargasha. We can separate the two. But for iser bala, that you need hargasha. And according to the Noda Behuda and the Nesivas, the hargasha means a flow of the blood. Okay? So I'd like to use this Noda Behuda and this Nesivas to explain the concept of the Rabbeinu Hanano. See, Rabbeinu Hanano says, what is the machlokes? Let's get back to the question. He wants to separate Tuma versus Isur Bala. Why? Because he claims when it comes to the Isur Bala, it's defined by the Hargasha. So we're going to view the flow of the urinating as an identification of Hargasha of the dam. Because according to the Noda Behuda, Hargasha means a physical flow of liquid. So even though she's feeling the flow of the urine, but that could be identified, that's like a raya to the fact that that's also a flow of the dam. The two can be connected. And therefore, Rabbeinu Hanano says, everybody, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, has to agree that that's considered to be a Hargasha, and she's Asur Labala. So if Rabbi Yossi is going to say it's okay, that must be a special din about Tuma. Because for Tuma, it's not Taluya on Hargasha, but rather it depends on the Messias, was there a flow of blood or not? And since we don't really have a good raya, did it come from the Makor, so therefore Rabbi Yossi will be Mako. But Legabe Isur Bala, that's completely determined by the Hargasha, and the urination is like a raya Bifanov, that you have a flow, so that's Mevara, that's considered to be a Hargasha for the dam as well. So Legabe, the Isur Bala, which depends on the flow, so therefore you have a Hargasha of liquid. So the Hargasha of the urine will be an extension of the Hargasha of the dam, and it's considered to be Isur Bala. But for the question about Tuma, there you need a real proof that it came from the Makor, and Rav Yossi says you need Tartzila Ryusa, and until you prove it.
Is that a real Sorry.
Yeah. So that's what I think the Svar of Rabbeinu Hanano.
Is that actually a real Hargasha? The feeling of
that's what I'm bringing to you, the Noda Behuda. See, I believe the Machlokas Rishonim between Rabbeinu Hanano on the one hand versus the other Rishonim is Talu Lushitasa, what is Hargasha? So I'm claiming that Rabbeinu Hanano holds Hargasha means flowing the liquid. So therefore, he'll say, if you feel the flow of the urine, that's also a flow. So that could be connected to the flow of the dam. It's all one hargasha. You follow? However, the Rambam and the other Rishonim will say hargasha means the other shitas of hargasha, opening of the makor or the body shaking, and therefore the fact that you see the flow of liquid, that's not hargasha. And therefore, Rav Yossi is talking about both Isur Labala and when it comes to Tumah Vatar. And that, I believe, is the machlokes between Rabbeinu Kanan on one hand and the other Rishonim on the other.
Okay? Couldn't you understand? I mean, the simple reading of the Mishnah is that there's no hargasha, we ought to mean get down to the Rabbanan situation.
Of course. Yes, I agree with you. But the question is, what would be the svara for that, the Rabbanan?
Okay,
fine. Okay, now. The Aruch HaShulchan asked the Kashi, he says, we have a steer in the Rambam. Because when it comes to Rav Yossi, clearly the Rambam paskins like Rav Yossi, everything l'kula. But when it comes to the Sugya on the 8th, with the Kupsa, the Rambam paskins l'kuma. But the Gemara equated the two. So why did the Gemara equate them when the Rambam does? So he says there might be other shitas. The Rambam, this might be one Amora he equated, but there might be other Amoraim who disagree. Question is, what is the svara of the Rambam not to equate when you have shitas that do equate? So I believe it's against the same idea. Because the Rambam will say the concept of Argasha means it has to be an experience, not flow. I just finished saying Rabbeinu Hanana says it's flow. Rambam says it's not flow, but it has to be an experience. Okay? So the Rambam will say you don't have an experience because all you have is a flow, and a flow is not good enough of a Hargasha, according to the Rambam. So therefore, the Rambam will say Legabe, the din of Hargasha, of Isur Labala, of the urinating, the Rambam will say that's not good enough, and therefore we will not answer. But when it comes to the aid is not a question of Hargasha, and therefore the Rambam will be mafia. You follow? Mufu l'shitas, it's the same makom. That I think is talunda. Okay, just the last point I will say is that we spoke about sfeik, right? Now, I had a question. What was the sfeik? And number one, did it come from the man? And number two, even if it came from the isha, but did it come from the makor or it came from somewhere else, right? Now, I have a very simple question. Now, you know that there are klalim by sfeik-sfeika, that if it's a sfeik-sfeika badavar echad, that sfeik-sfeika is no good. Because basically, it sounds to be the same thing. Did it come from the makor or not? You have different reasons why it came. Either it came from the urine of the woman, or it came from the urine of the man, or whatever it is. But lemaisa, it's not coming from the makor of the woman. These are just different hikatimpses or explanations why it happened. That's a classic example of sveik sveika bedavar echad, and I'm not the only one asked the kasha. If you look the Mishnah Achrona on the Mishnayos, in this Mishnah Nida, he asked this kasha. The Shach, in his klale sveik sveika, asked this kasha. What kind of sveik sveika this? It's not a sveik. It's called a sveik sveika bedavar echad, or the way the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's not mishapeches. You cannot reverse it, and therefore that should not be a good sveik sveika. Okay. So I think I came up with an answer to this question. Is the question clear? So I believe I have an answer to this question. I think the answer is based on the lumbus I just said. See, when it's a question of coming from the flow of the woman. So there it's a question, is it the same Hargasha or not the same Hargasha? Right? Because according to Rabbi Meir says that, not like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir says you don't need Tartular Yusa. You have Chadler Yusa, it's already a problem. So there it's a question, is this considered to be the same Hargasha or not? But if it came from the man, it's not a lumbus of lack of Hargasha, it's just simply, it's a different source. It's not coming from the Isha. So these are lumbishly two different heterim. The heter of the Isha is just simply not from the woman. But if it's coming from the woman, but the urinating is being separated from the menstruating, that's a halakhic mechanism that you don't have Hargasha. So because these are two different mechanisms, one is that it's just a Matthias argument. But by the woman, it's not so much a Matthias argument, but it's a halakhic principle that you're separating the urinating from the menstruating because they are different. And because of that, these two, according to Rabbi Yossi, they're considered to be separate. So therefore, there are two different heterin mechanisms, and therefore that's good enough to be called a Zweigsfehler. Okay.
We have, in theory, all sphincters are seventh mehapeches. It's not uncommon to find a seventh mehapeches.